So every time I fly, I hope that I'm seated next to a good-looking stranger, because it's one of my best fantasies to have super sexy, super stealth mode, one-off, jack-off, good times on a long haul flight under the blanket, just like I am now. Be like this. I'd be sitting in the middle seat and you'd be against the window. We'd have made some pleasant conversation. Nothing really flirty, but there's a little something there. And after the lights are dimmed and they've handed out blankets and pillows, everybody settles in like they do. And I can feel your arm not moving from the armrest. Social contract is that somebody's arm has to move, but yours just stays there. So my body just happens to be leaning over, and I kind of go to sleep, kind of get that blanket just right over my knees. I think I would like that. So I just casually turn my body, face yours, and my legs just graze your hand, and nobody moves, and nobody says anything. And a little while goes by, and I might put my knee over so my whole left knee is kind of close to your legs. We're just micro cuddling. Pretty soon, that blanket has made its way over both of our laps. It's a pretty small blanket. Here's that airplane. Just in time. And I decide I'm gonna do it. I walk my left hand over so it's resting on your chest. I feel you freeze, but not pull away. And then I feel your hand start to tentatively move up the inside of my thigh under this blanket. And I move my hand down your chest. We both got our eyes closed. Nobody's saying anything. Your hand starts to move right up to the inside seam of my jeans and just stays there. And I push my hips forward so you can feel how I'm grinding just a little bit. I pull my hand down under the blanket and casually, deliberately brush it over your crotch. And obviously you're super hard already, so I just leave my hand right there. I think we can both feel the other person's smile. Start to rub slowly on the outside of your jeans, pushing my hips down so that your hand is pushing up into my pussy, right where the seam of my jeans sits on my clit. And after a little bit of that, I reach and I unbutton and unzip you. Move your cock into a right, perfect position. I take my hand away and you look at me and I look at you and I smile. I spit on my palm, put my head back down, put my wet, slippery hand right inside your jeans so I can feel your naked cock. And I start to wrap my thumb and finger around the head of your cock. Roll it around, feeling you in and out, pushing against my palm, grinding my thumb, circling your slit, using the pre-cum that's coming out as more lube. And I want to taste it. I take my hand out and I look at you and I put my thumb in my mouth. I can hear you and feel you moan deep in your chest. Last time I get my hand and I put it back down into your jeans. Find your There's so little room to stroke it. I'm just gonna have to focus on the head. And I'm pushing my hips up against your hand with a little more urgency. Say so quietly, shh, and they giggle a little bit and keep stroking you. I can feel how your ass gets tighter and your thigh muscles get tighter and your cock gets thicker and harder as you get ready to come. I can feel how my breathing changes. And then little tiny sounds escaping. Mm-hmm. don't stop. I just keep pulsing and stroking and thumbing the tip of your cock until I feel your hand grab mine and pull it hard. The last few seconds. You're my fantasy, long haul, jack off, sex with a stranger.